Today, Bank of America shareholders gathered uptown for their annual meeting. That same gathering last year brought out hordes of national media and scrutiny from investors who successfully ousted CEO Ken Lewis from the chairmanship of the bank's board. Before long, Lewis was out entirely, and a new CEO, Brian Moynihan, took the reins. WFAE's Julie Rose was there today for Moynihan's first CEO performance at an annual meeting. She joins me in studio. Julie, first of all, can you contrast this year's meeting with last year?
Sure. First of all, there were far fewer people. They filled maybe half of the Blumenthal Auditorium there downtown. Last year, the line to get in was out the door, and it was both nervous employees who were trying to get in as well as angry shareholders. There was a lot of tension because their stock value had dropped to about $8 from a high of that was in the 50s. And the bank had just taken $45 billion in TARP money, as you'll remember, from the federal government. It was also reporting huge losses linked to the acquisition of Merrill Lynch. So fast forward to today, there were about 50 people outside protesting the bank's credit card rates and lending practices. But the shareholders that I spoke to who were headed inside the meeting sounded more like this.
Much better than last year.
Why is that?
Because the stock price is up and the economy seems to be looking up.
Well, I think Bank of America is on the right track and doing quite well in a difficult environment. I'm quite optimistic.
So those were shareholders named Pam West and Dale Sissel.
Yes, and they are optimistic. But is Bank of America really in that much better of a place today?
Well, the stock closed today at $7.78 compared to $8.68 at last year's meeting. So that's one thing that shareholders are pleased about. And for the first quarter of 2010, the bank reported a profit of nearly $3 billion. That's after a year of reporting losses. So financially speaking, the bank is in a much better spot. Moynihan has been saying he thinks the worst is over. But keep in mind, Bank of America has also had a laser-like focus on improving its image over the last year. We've seen ad campaigns touting the bank's commitment to clarity, these plain English explanations that customers are getting on their credit card statements now. And the bank also scored some big points with customers and advocacy groups when it did away with those overdraft fees that they were charging on debit cards. And that actually, the success they're having in that realm was reflected in the number of groups who got up during the meeting to praise Bank of America, the head of the Center for Responsible Lending, for example.
So optimism and praise, but this was a shareholders' meeting. Was there any criticism?
Of course, there were. There was criticism. Labor unions, religious groups, the NAACP, even the Reverend Jesse Jackson and his Rainbow Push Coalition were there expressing frustration that people are still being foreclosed on. People are still paying credit card rates that they think are unfair. A number of activist shareholder groups also sent homeowners to share their stories. This woman that I've brought a little bit of tape for, her name is Mercy Martinez. She's from California. She got one of those subprime loans. She can't afford it now. She says she got a trial modification on her loan from Bank of America, who's her lender, but then she was denied a permanent modification, so it only lasted for 3 months. And she says that the bank hasn't even given her credit for the money that she paid during those 3 months. They haven't given her credit on her mortgage.
You robbing me of $5,000 is a huge sin, and that's the least of your offenses. The worst part of this is that I'm not alone in this problem. You're treating hundreds of thousands of families this way. You really need to change your corporate practices.
Strong words from that customer. What was CEO Moynihan's response?
He offered to put her in touch with the head of the mortgages for the bank, who was sitting there in the front row, and he pointed out that the bank has done a lot of these loan modifications, maybe more than any other bank, which is true. Moynihan also, though, took some heat during the meeting for the bank's dividend, or lack thereof, I suppose. Shareholders used to be getting $2 a share every year. Now they're getting about a penny. And Moynihan said it'll take a little while before that gets restored.
One is we have to have certainty the economy is going to hold on. Two is we have to earn for several quarters. Three is we got to make sure that the capital levels that are out there in some of the proposals in the regulatory area, that we achieve those capital levels and have the capital we need going forward.
So he seems to be referencing the financial reform proposals there. Briefly, where does Bank of America stand on what Congress is currently debating?
Well, Moynihan says the bank does support creating a national agency to oversee consumer finance like credit cards and home loans, as long as everybody has to play by the same rules, he says.
All right. WFAE's Julie Rose, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.